Cemetery Remix. Hello, friend. This is Timothy Chemo Bryan, your head instigator for Create Art Podcast, where I take my over 30 years of experience in the arts and education world to help you tame your inner critic and create more than you consume. So at the time that I'm recording this, it's December 31st of 2023. So maybe by the time you listen to it, it's going to be 2024. So technically, this is the last episode of 2023, but you know what? It's my podcast, so we can go on. Back in 2022, during the holiday season, my wife gave me a deck of cards called Kickstart Creativity by Bonnie Smith Whitehouse, and links for that are in the show notes. But when I got these cards, I was like, wait a minute, why are you getting me these cards? You know, I'm the head instigator for a art podcast. Why would I need these cards? Well, let me tell you, there's 50 cards. They're broken up into three different categories, perspective, inspiration, and action cards. Throughout 2023, every week I've brought you one of these cards. And what they do is they give you an idea, a term that a lot of times we use without really thinking what it means. And, you know, it gives you a couple of ideas to think about, gives you a couple of challenges. And it really has pushed me this year to think about everything that we talk about in the art world, in the academic world, all that stuff, and how we can make it easier for folks that are just starting off with their artistic journey to understand what we're talking about. So today we've got Remix and the cards. If you're watching me on YouTube, you're going to see me holding up the cards and whatnot. If you're just listening, you should really get to my YouTube page. But there's a couple of parts to the card. On the backside, it's kind of a little 70s design thing right there. But it also has what I like to call the kernel of knowledge. And it's just like one sentence on what the card is about. So the kernel of Remix is celebrate other creative spirits by remixing their work in different contexts. And that, okay, so I remember growing up when I was a kid, and that was the early days of hip hop. You know, I just turned 51, hip hop just celebrated 50 years. And, you know, they do turntables and mix in different music together and come up with something completely different and, you know, wonderful to dance to and have a good time with. So when I saw this card pop up, I'm like, oh, wow, okay, cool. We're going to, you know, mix things together. Going to get a little bit messy, which, yeah, I'm all for. You know, let's get messy with it. But when we think about folks that have inspired us and then taking their work and mixing it up with other people that have inspired us to come out with something completely different. There we go. We're the old phrase of, you know, there's nothing new under the sun. Yes, technically true, but through your eyes, through your hands, through your imagination, it's a brand new thing. You know, especially if you're mixing two things together that would not have normally gone together. So I think it's a great way to, you know, just take stuff that you already know, that you already like, and put a different spin on it. Why not? So we're going to go with Cambridge Dictionary. I'd like to get good definitions when we're talking about things. And the best way to do it is go back to the dictionary. So Cambridge tells us that remix is to use a machine or computer to change or improve the different parts of an existing music recording to make a new recording. And yeah, okay, we're talking strictly music here, but you could do it with paintings. You could do it with words. You could do it with stories. You can do it with recipes, dance, you know, I mix two styles together. So what we're doing is we're taking two things, you know, these things are not like each other, and putting them together and seeing what we can get out of it. I think that's a great thing. You know, it gives us a brand new thing to look at or listen to or taste, whatever your artistic practice. So on the back of the cards, it gives you about a little paragraph or so to think about. So let's see what it says here. Young artists are often trained to create copies of works by the masters. For example, an apprentice painter may painstakingly imitate the brushstrokes of a genius like Vincent van Gogh so that as the years go by, he can integrate what he's learned from van Gogh into his own body of work. By tipping the hat to those who have preceded us, remix culture appropriates and celebrates the work of others through imitation and transformation. So yeah, you are, you know, in a sense copying the work, but then you're putting it in a different light. You're putting it in your own light. So, you know, what I may choose to do with two artists may not be the same thing that you choose to do. You know, normally I am more of a writing type person. Yes, I do. You know, if you're looking at my, in my background here, which is my office, I do some paintings and whatnot, but, my main thing is writing, then probably music and then painting and drawing. So I'm always looking for things to merge together. One of the things that I'm thinking about working on and got inspired by this card is two of my favorite recording artists, I guess you would call them, are Ken Nordine and Joe Frank. And I would love to take snippets from them, mash them together, and see what I can pull off, you know, including some of my own stuff. So, you know, these are the, you know, this card came in perfect time because I was like, yeah, what am I going to do? What do I want to do? That's something that I can do. And I can do it through video. I can do it through just audio. I can do it through words, you know, just the written word. Your only limitation is your imagination. So think about that for yourself. There's three challenges with Remix here. The first challenge is make use of the internet, which we all do. The ultimate remix machine. To find lines from speeches, digital stories, or videos you'd like to use as launching points for your own work. And for me, I would like to, and I'm going to in 2024, do something with that idea of, you know, Joe Frank and Ken Nordine and, you know, honoring their work and honoring their inspiration towards me for doing some of the work that I've done in the past with audio recordings. So yeah, do that for yourself. Look around, you know, your library, look around your resources and your local, you know, museums and whatnot to see if you're inspired by somebody and then copy it down and remix it into something else. Why not? It's yours. If you need validation for that, I'm giving it to you right now. If you need permission for it, I'm giving that to you right now. The next one is Kirby Ferguson has simply defined remix as copying, transforming, and then combining alone or in a meeting with others. And then he has a couple of films for on remix for inspiration there for you. I do have those linked in the show notes there for you if you would like to go ahead and look at those. I looked at them. I thought they were pretty good. Some people, you know, get off on the idea of, oh, well, but you're copying or you're taking somebody else's work. Okay, yeah. And then you're making it into your own. Why not? We do this all the time. Think about the clothes that you wear. You know, the original designer designed it a certain way to go with a certain color, but let's say you're, you know, mixing it up into something that they hadn't even thought of before. What's wrong with that? The last challenge is identify three creative spirits whose work you admire. Can you compose an instant remix of their work? Well, for me, I've got two of the three. So maybe I throw in some John Coltrane for to provide the musical score for the work that I do with Ken Nordine and Jill Frank. Why not? I need to get working on that. But that's my idea. That's what I'd like to do with this card. I'm definitely interested in hearing what you would like to do with it. So, a couple of points I want you to consider. When we do a remix, we're unlocking inspirations. We're reinterpreting things that we already know, that we've already seen. And, you know, maybe it's from hundreds of years ago that we're reinterpreting it into today's terminologies. That's fine. You're reinterpreting it and you're combining the best elements, or maybe you take the worst elements and put it together and it comes out working perfectly. Give it a shot for yourself. Another point is to consider is embracing diversity in mediums. You don't necessarily have to go like me. I'm a writer. I don't necessarily have to go with the written word. I can do music with it. I can do video with it. I can do paintings with it. I'm limited by my imagination. So, you know, maybe I take the words and, do some abstract stuff with the music and throw it on a canvas. Who knows? But see if you can't, take that inspiration. Maybe it's a painting and then you turn it into a dance. See what works for you. You're going to be, another point to consider is you're going to be learning from your fellow artists. You're going to be learning from the people that inspire you. Isn't that, you know, what we really want to do? We want to take from that inspiration a lesson of whatever it is that inspired us, you know, whatever technique or what have you, whatever idea. We want to learn from our fellow artists. That way we can understand them more deeply. And last point is staying relevant in a digital age. When we look at ChatGPT, look at artificial intelligence, it's scraping the internet for all these images, for all these ideas, for all these papers, and it's throwing it back at us. Well, if we don't evolve with it, if we aren't on top of it, it's going to bypass us, and then we'll be, you know, up the river without a paddle, so to speak. So we need to, you know, keep abreast of what's going on in the world that, you know, in whatever discipline that we're in. And, you know, one of the easiest way to do that is, you know, digitally, but it helps us find these other inspirations. The digital world isn't necessarily a bad thing if we use it as a tool for good. So it's going to help us stay relevant in this digital age, because there's a lot of stuff that's out there. And again, nothing new underneath the sun, but the thing that's new is your perspective on it and then how you present it out into the world. Give it a shot for yourself. All right. Well, it's that time in the show here where I let you get back to the rest of your day. And again, I want to say Happy New Year to everyone out there listening. 2024 is going to be a wonderful year. I just know it. So this is either, you can consider it the last episode of 2023 or the first episode of 2024, however you're listening to it. But a couple of things before we go is I really want to know how you're enjoying the show and, you know, how to make it a 5-star podcast for you. You can reach out to me, Timothy@createartpodcast.com. And, you know, again, tell me what's going to make it a 5-star show for you. If it's not a 5-star show right now, I want to know, hey, is the music too loud? Am I too loud? Am I not talking about the topics you want to hear about? In 2024, after we get done with Kickstart Creativity, we're going to have some really interesting episodes. And again, I am changing what I had initially planned, just like I did in 2022 to 2023. I'm changing around what I'm doing here a little bit here for 2024. So definitely would like your input on that, what you would like to hear. And feel free to share this with a friend. You know, if you have an artist friend that is having, you know, some troubles with their inspiration, with their creativity, then by all means, pass this podcast on to them and let them know. But I want this podcast to be the place that you go to for inspiration, for encouragement, and, you know, to, you know, build a community and share with others. So again, you can email me, timothy@createartpodcast.com for that. I do run a newsletter. It comes out once a month, and it's aptly titled Create Art Podcast Newsletter. And you can find that at Timothy Bryan, that's BRIEN.substack.com. And every month I put in a couple of ideas for projects that you can do, and then I let you know the different things that I'm doing, different episodes that I'm participating in. I also do run a monthly podcast meetup here in Fredericksburg, so that'll be right there for you. So definitely check that out for the newsletter. Just go, comes out once a month. I don't want to jam up your email inbox. So there you go with that. Speaking about sharing, I also run another podcast. It's called Find a Podcast About. And that's where I help you, you know, outsmart the algorithm and find your next binge-worthy podcast. You can find it at findapodcastabout.xyz. And this is all part of the TKB Studios, which I'm going to be developing more and more throughout 2024. And that's going to be my network kind of thing for all three of my shows, which, you know, the third show is Cannabis Stories. And that's where I share stories of folks that have tried the Lord's lettuce, as they like to say, and you know, positive stories about that. And you can find that one at cannabisstories.podbean.com. And you know, it's a fun podcast. You know, take a listen to it and see if it's right up your alley. I try to make it a lot of fun, because that's, you know, what art is all about, is having a lot of fun. All right, going to get you back on your day. So happy new year to all of you out there. Looking forward to 2024. But at this time, I want you to tame that inner critic. Create more than you consume. Go out there and make some art for somebody you love, especially in this new year. Make it for yourself. Talk to you next time.